We're talking now with Wayne Schumacher with DuPont. Wayne, you tell me you're based out of Denver, and you're working with the sorghum traits for DuPont. Is that right?
Yes. Basically, I am the trait manager within DuPont, and we're here today, and we unveiled our new branding structure, brand names, if you will, for the sorghum traits that we're bringing forward and help impart herbicide tolerance for them.
Now, before we talk about the names, let's talk about this over-the-top concept.
Basically, as we've been looking and working with sorghum growers, one of the biggest needs that they've always talked about is the ability to get good over-the-top weed control once the crop's in the ground. They have a number of good pre-emergence products, but when it comes to trying to manage weed escapes post-emergence, they're very limited. So that becomes our over-the-top theme for sorghum.
It sounded like you were primarily focusing on some of the grass weeds, right?
Yes, we are. I mean, there's a lot of good tools that farmers can utilize, atrazine as an example, post-emergence in sorghum, but what they really lack was the tools needed for grass control. So with the two traits that we're looking at bringing forward for sorghum, will allow farmers to be able to utilize two different products, if you will, one product that can be used in a tank mix situation for grass plus broadleaf, or the other one just for grass escapes. And our really focus is those big heavy hitters that growers have problems with, shattercane, Johnson grass, sandbur. Those are the key ones.
Tell me about the names.
Well, we are introducing and we unveiled today the DuPont Inzen traits, herbicide-tolerant traits for sorghum. With that, coupled with those traits, is that we'll be bringing forward two brands. One is Assure 2. Farmers know it, use it today, and that will be for just strictly post-grass control. And the other one will be DuPont Zest, which will be the other component or the other product that they can utilize in tank mixes.
Now, the key here is that you're going to put these traits into hybrids or into your sorghum lines, and then these herbicides can be used over the top of those particular plants, right?
That is correct. So we will have the DuPont Inzen traits, which we'll have into the hybrids of sorghum. We're looking at combining both of these traits into one plant so that farmers have the most flexibility in terms of what they want to utilize, either Zest for tank mix grass control or just Assure 2 for total post-grass control.
So the idea here is that you're going to be trying to build up that portfolio of hybrid lines that will have these traits in them over the next few years.
That is correct. We are working with a number of seed companies right now around allowing them to look at the traits, look at incorporating it into their hybrid production. And we unveiled today that we hope that we want to target 2012 is when we'll have probably a first commercial view of the Inzen trait in sorghum, and by 2013, looking at having the combined traits for commercial view in sorghum as well.
The age-old question the farmer always wants to know is how much, and you kind of address that question inside there.
Yes, when we look at the cost, and I guess being in the marketing side within DuPont, we look at what value. We have to be able to deliver value to these growers in order for them to be able to want to utilize the traits. So we're doing a lot of market research now with a lot of growers, understanding their current practices, how we can help them, and then look at, as we get registrations of these products, which we view would be next year, to where we can start talking more around the price and give them that kind of a view going forward.
Last point, I know that one thing you brought up is very important as far as where we are in the sorghum industry today. This is a non-GMO type product.
That is correct. Both of these traits are natural in the environment. Kansas State was able to select for those. We picked them up, and given that they're non-GMO, there's no regulatory requirements around the sorghum, so we can put it right into normal trade without having to go through that whole process, which would delay it even further. So the only thing that's critical, really, for us around meeting our timelines is making sure that we have the traits incorporated adequately in sorghum and that getting the product registered through EPA.